possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What is the course of action now that Shedeur Sanders has a day-to-day oblique injury, which, I mean, day-to-day can mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. We'll find out more coming up at 9:30. Hopefully, Kevin Stefanski, his live press conference, day two at joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say, the D-line looked good yesterday. They did say the D-line was good. Secondary, yeah. Our offense, but the D-line... All right.
Yeah, I was interested to see that, especially because the Eagles were going to be...
Piece by piece, man.
I think the Eagles were missing two of their starting offensive lines.
Damn
so
it. That's right. Landon Dickerson
well,
ain't there.
Well, no, but still, I think...
Well, never mind.
I think the one common thing I think we're going to be able to look back at from all the reports training camp is this D-line is legitimate. I mean, we already know that Myles Garrett is going to make any defensive line legitimate, but who are going to be his playing partners? Who's going to be with him along for the ride?
Well, I think Alex Wright's going to be on the other side, and he had a nice start to the season on Friday night, and then you got Mason Graham, who got double-teamed all night last Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're going to face a ton of double teams with Myles Garrett over there, and if you do, well, Myles Garrett's going to have a very, very, very nice season.
I am excited about it. I mean, again, you're just having a great defensive line doesn't mean you're going to go to the playoffs or anything like that, but it is if you see some of the young guys that are there and Miles, it means that is going to be the one consistent.
I'll ask you about the QB again in just a second. I'm not trying to get you back here just for a second. You mentioned the D-line. I will tell you that for like 5 years, it did feel like, people are going to mention Chase Young. I go, Kenny. I go, no, look at the rest of them. It was always, gosh, if they could just find a reasonable quarterback, Washington would be in a much better place because their front four was stout.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It still is. Their front four has been stout for a while. And it was just thought like, man, if they could just get it at QB, things will be good because they're good from the inside out. They're going to be good. And then they get Jaden Daniels. And we'll see what he does in year two, but he had an outstanding rookie season. But it's like, okay, you got some semblance of what it might take to get there. So we'll see. I'm grasping at straws, obviously, when I'm just talking about, hey, the D-line's okay, but everything else, that's going to be a giant question mark. Wide receivers were absolutely atrocious yesterday in practice, and nobody has denied any of that. We'll talk to Mary Kay about that coming up again at 8:22 this morning. But the wide receivers are absolutely atrocious, and I don't think anybody thinks anything big for the wide receivers this year. But we don't think that they're going to be that terribly competitive of a team. So let me ask you this. We went from one of the teams going, hey, could we get draft capital for one of these guys? Could somebody trade for Pickett, for Gabriel? Somebody threw an idea out for Sanders we'll get to coming up here in a bit. My God. But we went from that to now, like, hey, are we looking at other rosters now all of a sudden? Because it's like, you can't lose Joe. You really can't lose Joe. So I don't, like, I know probably you want to play him a little bit against the Rams, but I don't know if you want to risk it. Guys are getting hurt in practice, for crying out loud. You don't want to lose Joe right before the season. Is this somewhere, like, depending on the severity of this, you kind of go and you look at any other roster? I don't have names for you. I'm just asking, do we even start the process?
Here is the issue that, regardless of whether you think the Browns have been fair and their process has made sense, obviously I was not one of them, but even if you thought they were really smart, or flip side of that, even if you thought they're the biggest idiots in all of football on how they put together this quarterback room, the reality is that the injuries have made this almost impossible. And so it doesn't matter, smart, dumb, whatever. This is the part where they've had bad luck.
Yeah.
And the bad luck here has derailed all of their plans. Remember, they kept saying, you know, 4 weeks ago, all right, we've analyzed the league. We've looked at other teams. We've looked at other situations. We've talked to everybody we can talk to try to formulate the best plan of attack when it comes to these four quarterbacks.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jackson Camp, throw that out the window. Crinkle it up and throw it out the window. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All their best practices, all their best ideas, their most optimistic
way
this could go.
That's if everything goes perfectly for them.
Yeah, well, it went the opposite. I mean, the fact that you've had three of your four quarterbacks that are all competing for whether it's the backup or the starter, now you haven't been able to really process much of that at all.
So, Ken, are you saying we need to bring in a sixth quarterback?
I'm asking.
Plus, we've got another guy that,
well,
you know,
he's not going to be active to start. Well, we'll talk about you-know-who coming up. Trust me, it's...
I know he's not active.
I know you guys don't want to have that conversation.
But we'll
guys,
have we a have seventh to have that conversation. Potential arm in.
I don't want to trade any resources for one, but is there anybody out there that you can think of?
Well, if you don't trade any resources, then you already got Tyler Huntley. What's the next?
Well, Tyler Huntley can't play a full preseason game.
That's all I'm saying. If you're not going to trade resources, what's the point?
Well, I figured this Saturday is going
to
be...
Well, now I got to go to RotoWire.
Well, I figured this Saturday is going to be Dylan Gabriel and Tyler Huntley. Is that not...
Be.
Well, Dylan Gabriel does... Do we know how much he's going to play if he's going to play at all?
Think about it if you're
him out in front of the media yesterday, and I don't think they'd do that if he was still...
Yeah, that's kind of my thought.
So Dylan's going to start the game.
And imagine if you're him. Not that you'd ever want to jeopardize your career going out in a game where you're not close to healthy, or I don't know how healthy he is, but imagine if you're Dylan Gabriel right now, you've been a total afterthought, and part of it has been an injury, but when you've been out there, you have looked dreadful. And normally it's, as a rookie that's drafted in the third round, normally it's, all right, I have some leeway here. I have some time to kind of get up to speed on everything. He's been able to do none of that.
I got this clip from Stefanski. It's a quick answer, but he was asked, if Dylan Gabriel is healthy, would he start on Saturday?
Yeah, potentially. Again, the plan was always to give both of those guys a start in the preseason, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Okay. We got that going for us. So hopefully, can he play?
He was healthy yesterday?
Can he play as much as...
He was as healthy as he could be yesterday?
Can he play as much as Shador did on Friday?
I have to. I think that's part of healthy. I think that's... You're not saying he's healthy for a series. He's either healthy and he's playing a half or he's not.
Somebody has already looked up free agent quarterbacks on this computer, so I know I'm not the first one to do this right now. I mean, you're looking at the bottom of the barrel, but you already would think you have the bottom of the barrel. So hopefully you're able to get... I just don't want Dylan Gabriel to get hurt too. Because then there's a question of, okay, is he even durable enough to play in
the games?
Owen, you got to play him for some, and somebody's going to have to play. So this is going to be a tremendous moment for
every time you go to practice, you potentially could be hurt. Why even do football if we don't want guys to get hurt?
We're all asking questions. We don't have any answers. What the hell do you want the Browns to do? What do you want them to do, Anthony?
Well, like I said, I think this game is going to be Dylan Gabriel and it's going to be Tyler Huntley. I would like to start Dylan Gabriel because, come on, let's see. We've seen all
There's
the college
only one
games.
Way to know.
And by the way, Dylan has been a gamer in college football. I know it's totally a different setting and his team was loaded and all of that. But I've seen him have no problem going up against Ohio State. I mean, he beat Ohio State in a game. We also saw what happened in the playoff, which I was happy to see. But we've seen him in some massive games in college football for, God, seems like 6 years. So I feel like that guy is a gamer and I want to see it. Enough.
Carson Wentz is a free agent.
Enough about his terrible numbers in the preseason or in training camp or in practices or in OTAs or rookie mini camp. Let's see him against a real team, even though it's not going to be starters or anything like that.
Help.
But let's at least see that there is some talent in there.
Well, I got to get through a joint practice again today. Philadelphia is a bunch of Giants, and I got Russ Tucker saying how small he looks while he's out there on the field with everybody. So again, now I'm worried about even making it through today's practice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.